From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. From the mortgage crisis to the weak dollar to high oil prices and rising unemployment, the U.S. economy faces plenty of challenges and problems. In this portion of the program, we're going to look at one of them, inflation, and the connection between what happens in the oil markets and the cost of the food that you put on the table.
One big factor in the prices of goods like milk and eggs is the rising cost of the fuel it takes to transport them. Again today, oil prices hit a new high, more than $109 a barrel. NPR's Scott Horsley has that report.
The average price of gasoline nationwide is now almost $3.23 a gallon. And the price is higher still in San Diego, where Delia Lopez was gassing up her Chevy Tahoe this morning.
I kind of regret getting me an SUV, because now every week I put like $60 to $80 a week. So yeah, it's really pricey.
Lopez drives at least 20 miles a day between home, work, and school. And the cost of fueling her commute has increased sharply in just the last 4 weeks.
First it was $3.25, and then now it's $3.45, so it's going up. I think it's going to keep on going higher and higher. Hopefully it stays around the high as $3.50, because other than that, I'm just going to have to go on the bus, I think.
What's pushing gas prices up is the soaring cost of crude oil. Oil prices approached $110 a barrel on the futures market today before settling back a bit. A weak dollar has contributed to the run-up in oil prices, and oil now accounts for about 80% of the price of gasoline before any taxes or refining costs are added in. Jeff Sundstrom of AAA says it's unusual to see such high gasoline prices at this time of year, long before summer driving vacations push demand for gas to its yearly peak.
It's very early to be seeing prices this high. Most Americans know that gasoline prices don't typically peak until May, right before the start of the summer driving season. So we could have a ways to go yet.
High prices are already forcing consumers to ease up on the gas. Consumption last year was virtually flat, and the Energy Department is expecting more of the same this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.